for me, big focus of 2020 is we're going all in on content. All in on content. Hey guys, Ryan Ridey here, and I thought I'd just give you a little rundown of some of the lessons I had from 2019 and some of the key focuses that I'm going to be focusing on in my businesses in 2020. So in 2019, it was, if I gave you a bit of a summary, the most successful, at least financial year of my life. I really, you know, when my wife and I sat down and we looked at our kind of a summary, every year we do this little summary at the end of the year, my wife and I, and we sit down and we talk about wins, unexpected wins, and we talk about lessons, and we talk about things we want to do more of or less of. And and one of the things we realized that, like, in many areas of my life, just about everything doubled. So I had a child, my family doubled, my income more than doubled in many different areas. And so it was an extremely successful year. My chiropractic businesses, I think the financial year, I think we turned over around about £5.25 million across my 8 practices. My information business, we took it, it's only been going for 18 months, and that business is, I haven't got the final stats yet, but that is a half a million and above turnover in that business. From a speaking perspective, you know, I signed some very lucrative speaking contracts and made a lot of money from speaking, which is kind of the first year that I got paid to speak, if you will. Last year, I also had a nice big leap in my property business, and you know, closed a few deals, but also have some really exciting property deals that are in action now, essentially in January 2020. And there's both a bank I'm buying and refurbishing the bank into multiple rooms, and then there's a student let up in Burnley in Manchester that I'm busy buying. It's going to be a 13-bed HMO that I'm closing on now, hopefully on the 7th of January. So there's a lot of cool things happening from that perspective. Again, some first time that I would say that my passive income from property is really, really, really become substantial and an exciting part. So a great year for me all around, but I also had some lessons. I had some great lessons. I also, my rent portfolio grew, and we're doing really nice in that. But some of my big lessons I had from 2019 were as follows. Number one was, I've been so obsessed in my bricks and mortar businesses with you know, focusing on working on the business and not in the business, that I probably got a little bit lazy with regards to certain aspects of working in the business. One of my greatest mentors in business and marketing is a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy, and he always gives me information or advice that kind of shocks me a little bit, and often makes me realize, you know, he's got a point. And one of the things I recently read from him was, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that talk about working on the business, but specifically in smaller businesses, you know, sub £10 million turnover, is that you can, it's great to work on the businesses, but in sometimes you've got to prepare to get in the business too. So I probably did a little bit too much working on the businesses in some way, shape, or form. Look, my income more than doubled. In some areas tripled and quadrupled in a year. But if I look, I probably got a bit lazy. I probably got a little sloppy in certain areas in the business where I was kind of management via abdication, even to the point of where I probably knew we were a bit sloppy somewhere and didn't take the appropriate steps to make sure we did something about that. So that would probably be my biggest lesson. That one of the lessons was a little bit more working in the business at times. Another big lesson for me is that if you're going to try scale any business, I got so good, and my team, we are so good at generating new patients, we are so good at generating new customers, and hence the reason I've taken a business from zero to just under £1 million within 18 months, and hence the reason why we continue to do so well in my practices. But I probably taken my foot off the gas a little bit when it comes to certain aspects of of automating follow-up. So big emphasis for me, so that's a mistake. Well, those kind of my two biggest mistakes was sometimes I've got to work a little bit more in the business, and the other one was I've taken my eye off the ball a little bit when it comes to certain retention strategies and certain follow-up strategies and certain reactivation strategies in across all my businesses, and that's gonna be a big focus for me. So come 2020, here are my biggest focuses for 2020, and this might be helpful for you. Number one is certain aspects, or a few certain aspects, it's getting a little bit more involved in the nitty-gritty and the finding out a little bit more about certain campaigns that I may know is happening, but I know that if I got involved, I could probably just squeeze that extra 5-10% out of the campaign. So a little bit more emphasis on awareness of where I need to get involved a little bit more to back in the businesses and all my businesses in some way, shape, or form. But it's the awareness to know when the time is right, and also, you know, if I'm honest with myself, not do the whole abdication thing when I know that it's good enough, and good enough is often good enough, but certain aspects of the business needs a little bit more focus. That's one. Another big focus of mine for 2020, so together with substantial follow-up, is taking, and if I clarify a little bit more on the follow-up, it's really thinking not just about first step follow-up or second step follow-up, thinking about 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 2 years worth of follow-up. That's what I mean with follow-up. And having that so it is fulfilled and automated through robust CRM systems, and also, you know, a lot of the print follow-up we do in a lot of my businesses, we fulfill ourselves. And the problem whenever you fulfill yourself, whether it's telemarketing or direct response, is sometimes you don't do it because you're indeed fulfilling yourself. So big focus for me when I say follow-up is fulfillment that doesn't rely on human beings, really, or my human beings anyway, to do it. It's really looking at ways that it happens in spite of me of long periods of time. So my second big focus for 2020 is kind of on the back of a big lesson I'm learning. Again, I've always been involved in trying to systemize my businesses in that, like, I wasn't, you know, the business wasn't reliant specifically on me. And I did that, and my businesses have subsequently, I've developed businesses that don't rely on me, and I get a lot of freedom because of that. But I probably sacrificed unknowingly at the time my brand a bit, and shied away from even doing this type of stuff, content information or interviews or podcasts or things like that, because I probably thought that by not doing that, I wasn't the face of the business, and because of that, that allowed me to be a freedom, whether there was an exit in any of my businesses, etc. But what I probably messed up was not fully understanding that while creating information and creating content, or great content, is that you're also working on a personal brand. So for me, my big focus in 2020 is not to push personal branding actually more, because it is part of the focus, but what happens before that, for me, big focus of 2020 is we're going all in on content, and that is across both my bricks and mortar business for my practices, as well as for my personal brand, as well as for my consulting business and a DCPG, Ryan Rider Inner Circle, etc. We're going to go all in on information. And the key switch with it is, how many people can I help through free information via my YouTube channel, via videos on Facebook? And it's really about going reverse engineering and going, if I can create huge impact for free via doing videos like this, and investing in a full-time videographer, and investing in paid advertising, and investing in the social media platforms, my impact's gonna be better and bigger, and that way I'm gonna have a bigger and better impact and change more lives. So that's a big focus for me, is going all in, absolutely all in on information. Content. You know, I'll give you a sneak peek here. Our long-term plan for by the end of 2020, towards the latter, you know, last two quarters, is to be producing content every day. every single day. We want to be pushing content out across multiple platforms. So anywhere from 100 to 200 pieces of content a week, more. And we want to be doing that consistently. I think one of the biggest barriers that people have when producing content is that they think of like, how am I going to have to create this content instead of just documenting. So big focus for me is content and information, but also just switching the focus to documenting. I'm on my way now to film a podcast with a celebrity in the property industry, and my videographer is with me, and I just told him to come along with me and we would film in the car. So doing a lot more of this, and I'm starting in 2020 by practicing what I preach. The last piece of focus that I'd say for 2020 is kind of embracing a concept that I learned from Damon John. And Damon John always talks about, he's on Shark Tank in America, and he always talks about, you know, the power of staying broke. So I teach a lot of this, and I've been pretty good at this, but it's really on the back of hearing one mentor I follow is Grant Cardone, and he said that if you have money in the bank, you are financially literate. So another big focus for me in 2020 is, while it's good for my ego, my bank account's growing, it's fantastic to see, but I never want substantial money in my bank account. Never. I want to be investing that money as fast as possible, as often as possible, and property is a key area for me to do that, and I'll continue to grow my property portfolios. It's been super lucrative for me, and as I say, I've got some amazing properties on the go at the moment. So those three focuses for me is get back in the business in some aspects. The second focus was just go all in on content and document as much as possible, and really just try and make a bigger impact there. And the byproduct of that will be personal branding. Get a bit more focused on that. And the last part is really to make sure I'm always staying broke. Make sure I'm always, any money, I don't want money in my bank account, because essentially I am losing money. Your money is burning away in front of you because of inflation, etc., in the bank account. And I'll never forget someone saying, if you have money in the bank, you are financially literate. So those are my three big focuses for 2020. I don't know what yours are. It'll be great if you post in the comments what your big focuses for 2020 are, what your lessons for 2019 were, but those are mine. I hope it's helpful. I love and appreciate you guys all. I'll see you on the journey.